بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل من فطر صائما وفضل الصائم الذي يؤكل عنده ودعاء الآكل للمأكول عنده. In this chapter, the virtues are mentioned of that person who gives iftari to a fasting person, and also the virtues of a fasting person when he eats in front of somebody who hasn't got roza, the virtues of that person who makes sabr while somebody else is eating in front of him. And also the dua which a person who eats by somebody, what dua he should give to his host. So three great things are mentioned in this. One is to give iftari to somebody. And this practice, alhamdulillah, is to a great extent alive in the ummah. We should keep it alive and increase it. For example, normally we find that in Ramzan, from one household, they send things to another household. That is, that they make iftari, so this household gets a sawab that they gave iftari to them. They send somebody something to this household also, so that they make iftari on it. It shouldn't be just a customary thing, but we should do it with the intention of getting that reward that we have given somebody iftari. And also, mashallah, there are many people who arrange for iftaris in poor countries, in places where people are poor, and they send iftari for those people. There are very, very great virtues for that. And also, if a person has got roza and he eats in front of somebody who hasn't got roza, that person who makes sabr, and the person who has got roza makes sabr when somebody else is eating in front of him, there are great virtues for that also. And also the duas that we should give to the person who gives us food, who hosts us to meals. An Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaal. Hazrat Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man fattara sa'iman, a person who gives iftari to a person who had kept roza. And if we make our niyat when we send food from one household to another, which is common practice in Ramadan, or if we send money to people who to arrange for the iftari, kana lahu mithlu ajrihi, then he gets the same reward as that person who has kept roza, ghayra annahu la yunqasu min ajri sa'im shay. And the person who kept roza, no, there is no shortage, his reward does not diminish in any way whatsoever. So just by giving iftari, and the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said, oh Allah's Rasul, all of us are not in a position, we don't have so much wealth that we can give iftari to somebody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in detail, in which he said, even if it is just a sip of water, then also you will get that full reward of keeping that roza, without having kept it, just by giving iftari. So there are great rewards. It's also mentioned in the hadith, especially for the month of Ramadan, if somebody gives iftari to somebody, then he Allah Ta'ala saves him from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins, and he gets the same reward as those people who kept rozas. On the other hand, we shouldn't go to the other extreme, that for example, we start making iftari da'awats, and in that all other preparations and namaz also then is not done properly. The women are too worried of preparing for the iftari, etc. In some countries, 2-3 months, Islamic countries, all the restaurants are booked out for iftari da'awats. And for Maghrib namaz, there is nobody who comes for Maghrib. In some places where they don't even make Maghrib namaz with Jamaat, Maghrib they make it Isha time. They all are busy with iftari da'awat. So we shouldn't go to that extreme. That is totally wrong. And on the other hand, we should try and give iftari to other people. وعن أم عمارة الأنصارية رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها فقدمت إليه طعاما فقال. حضرت أم عمارة رضي الله تعالى عن سارية narrated نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said. حضرت أم عمارة was a very very strong woman. She took part in many battles also. And in one battle, she, her father, her husband and her son were in that battle. In one battle, she got wounded 10 places on her body, and her hand also got cut. A very brave and a very strong woman she was. She says one time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit her, and she was a close relative of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. She presented some food to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kuli, you eat first." This is also one of the adabs of eating, of hosting a guest, that the host himself should eat first, should taste of the food. One very close friend invited somebody, and his wife had prepared snook. And snook is salty, and she had added salt to the snook. So, and he's forcing the guest to eat. He didn't taste it. So the guest now has to eat with so much of salt in it. If he had tasted himself, then he should realize there is too much salt, and you won't feed the guest so much. Also, sometimes like fruit, the oranges, they might not be so sweet. And then we are forcing the guest, take some more, take some more. We didn't taste it. So for the host to taste first and know what kind of food it is, according to that then present it to the guest. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, "You eat also." Faqalat, she replied and said, "Inni sa'ima." She said, "I'm fasting today, I can't eat." Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna sa'im tu salli alayhi al-malaika," that the person who is fasting, the farishtas, the angels keep on making dua for that person. Idha ukila indahu hatta yafragu. If somebody eats in front of that fasting person, until that person has completed his eating. Wa rubbama qal, and sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hatta yashba'u, until that person has filled his stomach. So if a fasting person is eating, somebody is eating in front of him, then that fasting person gets the reward is malaika are making dua for him all the time. In another narration it comes, every part of that person's body is reading tasbih, that while somebody else is eating in front of you. So there are great rewards for that as well. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء إلى سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم went to سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه فجاء بخبز وزيت, and he brought bread and oil. This is a common meal of the Arabs till today, olive oil and bread, which is very healthy and very tasty as well. And also from here we learn, if some guests come, you don't have to take too much trouble and delay them in preparing. If they are in a hurry to go, whatever you have ready, easily present that to them. فَأَكَلَ ثُمَّ قَالَ, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate and then gave him this dua. أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ, may the fasting person make iftari by you. So whenever we eat by somebody, there is one of the duas, that if the fasting person, may Allah send him to your house to make iftari. And iftari is one sip of water. And in return, you will get that whole day's roza sawab without keeping that roza. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ, and may Allah send the abrar, who are the exceptionally pious people, to your house to eat. By that Allah's rahmat, barakat comes when the pious people come to our place. And also according to hadith, the effect of food stays in the body for 40 days. So for 40 days, when that abrar will come, whoever we had hosted to eat, all the ibadat sawab will come into our account also. For example, they keep roza, we are eating, and roza sawab will come into our account. They make tahajjud, we are sleeping, Tahajjud sawab will come into our account. Wasallat alaykum al-malaika, and the farishtas make dua for you. There is no doubt that once you have hosted the guest, the farishtas are making dua for the host. If we get the dua of our parents, ustad, sheikh, or any pious person, we feel so happy. But by hosting the guest, we get the dua of the farishtas. So there are great, great virtues for these amal, and we should try and observe them as well.